Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Medical report. So we had a little audio connection problems there for a second. We're going to be bringing on Dr. True at the bottom of the hour. I want to do kind of a review. I did an interesting Vimeo this morning, which I'm going to try to do every day before the show, is a review of news. So if you go to our Vimeo channel, you just drop to NutriMedical.com, drop to the bottom of the page. Doesn't cost you a cent. Don't have to log in or whatever. By the way, when we have conferences, they're free. You can actually log in when we give a notice out or a mass email. When we're going to do a conference, whether it's a nutritional conference or dealing with a specific subtopic, geopolitical or spiritual, you can just log in and watch the show live or in rebroadcast, you know, once it's archived, which is immediately afterward. It's also translated over to YouTube and also to all our social media, so that's another great advantage to being connected to NutriMedical and be part of the NutriMedical family. All these services are provided free, including new updates and all the protocols. I did an update on the Red Deer Velvet this morning. Red Deer Velvet, by the way, is the first and only product in the world that actually helps us stop aging. The only time we don't age is when you're in utero. And when you have the 300 biomolecules and six hormones from your mother, created by your own placenta, which is part of the genetics of the baby, not the mother, it's just attached to the uterus. And the actual moment of birth should be your birthday, the day you're conceived. And the day when you actually have this, the cord cut is actually your first of your, we call it your death day. So there actually should be two dates. One is the day you're conceived, which is your birth date, and your day of cutting the cord is the first day you start dying. When you start taking Red Deer Velvet, that dying process helps to stop. And if you have other things to amplify your stem cells, whether it's epigenetic treatment therapies, such as the Sonic Life, or other epigenetic technologies such as MycoD2 and other nutraceuticals like Collagen Max, etc., you have the building blocks and you have the signal now with the use of things like the Song of DNA Frequency Therapy, which I'm pioneering, using the research from Dr. Truat and Dr. Linus Pauling and other scientists, including Rife. We're also going to be translating those frequencies over to Lumen Photon pads. We can provide them right now for an acupuncturist through acupuncture needles or microcurrent pads to do microcurrent frequency therapy over specific acupoints to actually stimulate the structural proteins and enzymes in your body. That's available right now on consultation. You don't get it by just ordering it. You have to be in consultation. Consultations involve three layers. The first layer is free. Anybody, anywhere, even if you never listen to the show, can email and get a starter protocol. Anybody who's purchased even one bottle of one product in the last year can even get a call back after the show or on the weekend, usually Monday to Thursday or the weekend. And then the second layer is what's called a consultation. What I do is you purchase two initial time units to cover the first hour. We may have additional time units depending how long we spend. And then we review your 11-page functional history form and actually put it on screen and videotape it while reviewing your lab results on screen, your x-rays, MRI, CT scans, including Citrix share file, so it's HIPAA compliant and it's encrypted. We also will review and provide you with the specific protocols, connect you to specific doctors to do certain procedures. For example, let's say you want to regenerate your joints, I can refer you to a doctor in your local area, or you're trying to connect to a doctor with insulin potentiated chemo. If you, let's say, you're in Northern California, I'll find somebody in your local area and connect you to do the other therapies. Now, do not stop my nutraceuticals, even if they tell you to stop them, when I give you a treatment protocol. You have to understand, I don't have giant holes in my database. I've been at this 40 years. There are special treatments that I don't provide, but I want to make sure you realize that you need the epigenetic treatments, maybe hyperbaric oxygen if you're trying to regenerate your brain, if you have a child with autism or post-traumatic brain injury at birth. You need to have my nutraceuticals, but whatever else I refer you for. So the third layer of consultation is called, I call the Day with Dr. Bill, or a full consult. It involves all of the above, including video podcasting of everything and recording it, sending you the video afterwards. But it also involves a biophilia scan, which is the most advanced quantum scan in the world. Now, I can do it locally, and you can fly or drive in here to North County, San Diego. Or I can do it remotely, and I can provide you, as I'm a metapathy and a biophilia scan a proxy and a medical empath, I can be an intermediary and then hack into the quantum biological holographic universe, and your test results and video of each organ tissue right down to different chromosomes and genes is scanned on the machine. Now, the advantage of this, they call it pre-diagnosis, is it helps me narrow down what blood test kits I need to send you, what x-rays, MRI, CT scans, and other imaging or genetic tests I need to do, because it'll tell me what problems areas are either nascent or not yet declaring themselves with disease states, but they're the underlying cause of a problem, let's say gallbladder disease or dysbiosis or joint pain, whatever, and what stealth pathogens are present, say, in your artery walls, whether it's cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, etc. Now, the next thing I want you to understand is we're going to provide a lot more information from not only my show, but our co-broadcasters. When you log on to Nutramedical, you're going to get just my shows. I'll have a log on for all the shows over at Deagle Network. And you'll be able to go to the individual subpage of your favorite broadcaster. And we're going to have a number of great broadcasters. And just going down through it, we're going to have Josh Bernstein is going to have a show on the network probably 4 days a week. Kelby Smith from his Advocates. We have, Jonathan Gray, our ancient archaeologist in New Zealand, will be having a show. Dr. Bob Teal, who will be on the third hour today, will have a program, and the Continuing Church of God. Gary Richard Arnold, and that's just the short list. We have Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions expert. They offered him $500,000 in a duffel bag to blow up the Murrah building. He refused, and they tried to kill him twice. Since that time, the first time was after he went on John B. Wells' show. The second was in the spring after being on my show. So we are going to get fantastic information here to conquer disease. And I'll tell you when it's appropriate to do some kinds of surgeries. And there are, like, for example, if you're going to regenerate a joint, you need to clean the garbage out of the joint first with an arthroscopic cleanup, then put Hylan, 3 million molecular weight polymer, in while we regenerate your cartilage and your hyaluronic acid polymer liquid in the joint. It's important to understand I integrate everything. I do not ever recommend photon therapy with these photon beam therapy that they do for cancer or radiation therapy. I do not recommend ever cardiac bypass or stents. I do not ever recommend a whole bunch of toxic polypharmacy specific listed drugs. There are some that are okay. Some drugs, for example, are actually pretty good, like Entresto for heart failure. Some drugs and even mild diuretics and so on. But the number of drugs is shrunk and shrunk and shrunk. So now I would say the total number of drugs I think are okay in some circumstances is around 5 to 10%, especially things like intensive care unit or whatever. But most times, nutraceuticals are better, more powerful, and definitely non-toxic. So don't rush off and think, well, I'm going to go to my chiropractor, naturopath, and they're going to have better knowledge. They won't. I'll tell you what things they can do that will help you. For example, if you're getting repeated chiropractic, you need to get a Sonic Life machine so you can do your own chiropractic and adjust your joints. In fact, if your chiropractor's smart, they'll have one in the office. So after he manipulates you, you'll stay a lot more stable in your manipulation after you do a Sonic Life treatment. And you can have one in your own home along with epigenetic treatment. So we're going to provide you the best information on your health and your physical body as well as your spiritual body. That's why we bring on top experts like Dr. Bob Teal from the Continuing Church of God.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back. Well, we have Dr. Truat back, and I'm having a bunch of times this week, but it's really fun. We talked about the photon sound boom technology, which we're probably going to post up, and we'll set it up so I can allow people to get access to that technology. If they want it, contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle. I'll refer you on to Dr. Truat, and we can get that device for you. But I want to mention something that's kind of like crosses from the biological and anti-aging into the spiritual. And it's the season. Again, interestingly, when I'm going to talk to Dr. Bob Thiel, who belongs to the Church of God, they not only don't vote, but they don't celebrate Christmas, and I can understand why. If you actually see the origins now, we're not so religiously rigid that we don't have a Christmas tree and a few decorations and presents for my daughter. I don't believe in getting Christmas presents for adults, although I think my wife got a few for our sons, some little things. But I think what people have to understand is there's a quote in the Bible, and I want you to respond to this because you're very knowledgeable in so many areas, including the spiritual side, as an ex-Mormon. And by the way, I'm sort of like an ex-Mormon too, because I don't know if you knew this, but not only did I have 22,000 Mormons and I never became one, years later I studied, and within 4 months I actually got my Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthood, and I was actually within weeks of going to the temple and getting my, so I turned only like at the last minute. It was a supernatural thing that my wife could have put her heels in, because she's a string and I'm the balloon. And she got a book for me, and we had to drive hundreds of miles while I read this book and came out of Mormonism, because I was, in a sense, 1 inch away from becoming a full-fledged Mormon. And what people need to understand, Mormonism, like many other isms, and Masonism, and Buddhism, and transhumanism, are all just from different parts of confusion and the lack of wisdom. And the quote in the Bible that I like, one of them that I think particularly like, is 2 Peter 2:10. It says, "No scripture is of private interpretation," which means if you're a God's locksmith like yourself and myself, he teaches the number codes how to figure out what's going on. And one of the more important quotes in the Bible is, he shall send a famine in the world. Not a famine of bread and water, but a famine of wisdom or the word. And you mentioned that word in Hebrew means frequency or logos or voice. Can you expand on that, Dr. Because I believe it's not just the Bible, the word that God put in the Bible through his proxy or his scribes, but the word is us. You and I, You're going to be 60 soon. I'm going to be 67 in February. So we're good, bad, and ugly things, and becoming overcomers. We are repositories of wisdom, and if we don't extend human lifespan, wisdom dies, doesn't it? It dies with us, right?
Well, Dave, and look what the definition of wisdom actually is. Wisdom is knowledge put into play, using knowledge wisely.
Right.
That's what wisdom is. And so, yes, indeed, when you really dig into the origins, and I understand you had Jonathan Gray on.
Yeah, Jonathan Gray was on yesterday. We had an amazing show. In fact, what he demonstrated, which is really interesting, and this is, there's several facts. He talked about the solar and lunar calendar and the fact that they knew about the coming of Jesus. In fact, the astrologers that used astrology that wasn't perverted by the Babylonians, all the star signs, actually in this book called The Sting of the Scorpion, and you can get it at beforeus.com of Jonathan. He's been doing archaeological digs for the past, you know, almost 50 years around the world with many top archaeologists, even discovered where the Ark of the Covenant is and the Noah's Ark, etc., and the mountains of Turkey, etc. But what you have to understand is what's going on right now is we see a lot of the very little dialogue between the middle age and the elderly people that have some wisdom. We're seeing a massive increase in Alzheimer's. In fact, number two cause of death in Britain now is Alzheimer's. Number two. So people are becoming more demented because of things like toxic soda pop, like aspartame, toxic foods, a toxic diet. They're all, a lot of them turning diabetic. Diabetes is advancing faster than anything. Heart failure is increasing 400% faster than every other form of heart and vascular disease. So the elderly people are, if they're not being knocked off, they're becoming immobile and incapable of even dialoguing with younger people. And with the current culture, younger people don't want to hear from the elderly, do they?
No, they don't. It's just something, they have no time. They're too busy texting and playing with their phones.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just want to say that logos in the Greek actually means, the word logos is more of a sound and vibration, because that's really, when you speak, you have a specific frequency of sound that comes out of where? Your brain has to originate what you say by electromagnetic pulse. I mean, that's science.
Let me tell you something really interesting. When I was a kid, I was very precocious, as you knew. I was speaking in sentences at a year of age, and at three, I learned how to read and write. At four, I was able to take Swiss watches apart, 17-jewel watches, and reel-to-reel tape recorders. And we started doing little tricks as a kid. So me and my brother Kevin, we were both kind of really precocious. And we pulled the tape backwards, and we learned how to do reverse speech. Now, at age 10, my grandmother's brother, who was a high-level Blackfriar Mason, actually brought me the Book of the Black Mass. And the Book of the Black Mass is all written in reverse speech. Now, you have to understand, when you speak, for example, when Barack Obama would say, yes, we can, if you play it in reverse speech, it actually says, thank you, Satan. And you have to understand, when you actually speak words, like whether it's good words or you're talking to your wife or husband or talking to someone on the radio, you're not just speaking what I call left and right words, which is logical words or gestaltic words, which are left right brain, but you're speaking spirit words. In other words, spirit words come out not only through the radio, but also the intention fields, and they're not limited by time and space. And those words are actually in reverse. So what I learned is I learned how to actually understand reverse speech. I also learned how to write upside down and backwards. So my nuns, when I was in Catholic school, in order to see what I was writing, had to use two mirrors to figure out what I wrote. And I realized, I was very precocious. So anyway, so what I understood from this, and God let me, you know, get really close to the sides of evil, because I had lots of Pavor Nocturus dreams before I died at 8 and a half and went to heaven, or nearly died. And when he sent me back, and he actually made me have a gift of what's called the third eye, which is basically the astral eye, which he opened up fully in 1982. Now, what that means is, when I met Hillary Clinton, I didn't just see a 5'4" or 5', whatever, female in a pantsuit with a blank face and a cold hand. I saw a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian, and she pulled her hand back like she touched a high-tension power line. Now, people might think you're crazy, but when I worked in the intensive care unit and the burn units, and I resuscitated, well, between 5 and 10,000 people over my career, and the ones that would stay in the room, actually, and I would telepathically talk to them while they're in the resuscitation room, whether I've got my hands inside their chest or I'm slapping the paddles on, I knew they were going to make it. And if they left the room, they were gone. And you could actually sense. And the first guy that told me this was in 1976, when one of the emergency directors, he said, "Hey, Deagle, you're one of us." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I can see your aura." I think, "What are you talking about?" I didn't know back then, 76, what the aura was. I just heard about it, you know, from strange people. And he said, no, you're one of us. He said, well, you got to understand, I'm an emergency doctor here for like 20-some years. And he said, you got a really strong aura. He said, well, I'll tell you what. If you can sense that they stay in the room, then they're not going to die. They're going to make it where we slap paddles on their chest or put a direct cardiac needle in or a subclavian line or whatever. And he said, these men, you stayed really cool. I said, why? He said, because. I said, how was that? He said, well, I could see them in the room. He said, what? You could see them? He said, yeah, and I telepathically talked to them. The ones that I knew left, they died. He said, oh, Deagle, I've never heard of that before. He said, 20% of us, doctors, nurses, surgeons, are all empathic. And that includes chiropractors, naturopaths, whatever. The rest have got some gift, but it kind of trails off. But he said, I've never heard anybody that has your level. Okay, now, that doesn't mean that I'm special. It just means God did this for a reason. And when we come back, I want to expand on this because the word, your intentions of your heart, are spoken in reverse speech, embedded in your actual speech, so you can't say anything bad, even against your enemies, or that reverse speech actually creates and manifests evil in the world, doesn't it? The words you speak, the intentions of your heart come out in your voice, right?
It does.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, one of the things that God has given me, and believe me, I've gone through, before he sent me back from heaven, he said, now, do you want to go back to Eagle? And I said, well, why would I want to go back? You know, I was talking to God face to face. And by the way, when he transitioned from being in the clouds to being above the earth, he went from the appearance of the Son to the Father. There's only one God, not three. This is one of the great apostasies. The other apostasy is hell. The other apostasy is that there's a rapture of good taken out of the earth, and it's actually evil. In fact, even Jesus' words in Aramaic, if you have an Aramaic Bible, there is the body in the valley of Gehenna. He's taking evil out, not good, so the earth becomes like an Edenic state. The covenant of Eden is actually, he wants to restore earth to an Edenic state where eternality and temporality, the bride of God, can coexist, which is what happened at the Garden of Eden. Now, one of the important things to understand is that Christmas, this time, if you understand this, even though we're able to talk about Jesus now, and their altars being put up like in Chicago, with a hand wrapped around, or a snake wrapped around a tree with a hand there, being the trunk of the tree, and it says knowledge is the root of power. Well, what Satan taught when he taught Eve was that you're so wonderful and beautiful and knowledgeable, you don't need to consult God anymore. In fact, the only sin man can do is to not consult God when they do anything. And the only way to do good is to add another own and make it God. In other words, if you don't do God's will, it's always Luciferic's will. Even if it looks, tastes, and smells good. And including the ceremony of Christmas and the celebration. So tell us the story. You mentioned about this, about the Anita Mascara and these ancient Kabbalistic, rites they did. Tell us that history, because as you were coming out of Mormonism yourself, you learned these not long afterward. Tell us the story about Adam, about Smith, and who he was apprenticed for, and exactly the origins of using these hallucinogens to open up their astral or spirit eye to the demonic realm.
Yeah, in when I was 19, I served the Mormon mission. I went to upstate New York, New York Rochester mission. And that's where they call it the Latter-day Saint Holy Land, because that's where everything began. We actually had missionaries assigned to the Joseph Smith Farm and the Sacred Grove and the Hill Cumorah, all of the, where it all supposedly took place.
Well, and Hill Cumorah is where the golden plates were found, right?
Mythical golden plates, I should say.
Right.
You
missed mythical.
I'll tell you how. This will blow you away when you understand this. I wrote a paper on this and was prepared to present it at the Sunstone Symposium, which is basically a place of Mormon research and thought. No matter how wild and out there it is, it's usually looked at and reviewed. Well, it was called the Entheogenic Mushroom and Joseph Smith. That was the title of my paper.
You say entheogenic? How do you spell it?
Yeah, entheo. N is N-E-N-T-H-E-O, which means God, genic.
Right, yeah, the entheogenic mushroom. In other words, the mushroom that allows you to contact God. Go ahead.
Well, it's not just God, it's just God, but it's other in the shamanic tradition. You got the peyote in the Indian American Indian tradition, etc.
And ayahuasca, which all goes to the five, it was basically the same receptor in the brain, right?
Well, yeah, that's what it says. It puts you in an altered state and allows you to commune with the entities. That's the primary thing of entheogenic. So,
right.
So one of the prime entheogenic substances is the Amanita muscaria, but not so much in its later stages. And I'll tell you some of how it all connects. But in its very early stage, it comes out of the ground. It looks like a phallic substance. It looks because that's a mushroom cap. Is starting to grow. It looks like a penis. I mean, it looks just like
right.
a penis coming out of the ground. It's amazing. In the Sacred Grove there in upstate New York, it's mostly birch trees. Amanita muscaria mushrooms are symbiotic with birch trees. In other words, the roots of the birch supports the mushroom seeds, and it goes in a magic circle, or called in ancient shaman tradition a prayer circle. Okay.
So oh, really? Okay.
Here is Joseph Smith at age 14, young lad, just barely past puberty, right? This is a key point. He hooks up, because earlier Joseph Smith had a really bad case of typhus fever. The typhus settled under his armpit, made a huge cyst of toxin there. Surgeons from Dartmouth University, this is when he was still living in Vermont, right?
Right.
They came up and in Dartmouth position Lancet put fully a quart of toxic pus out of the arm. They thought they got it fixed, but no, the typhus bacteria and toxins actually settled into his peristhenum, the shin bone, in his young growing adolescent leg, okay?
Right.
And so it was a fever infection of the bone that was horrendous. He was in tremendous pain. This is all well documented by Mormon Church historians, right?
Right.
So the same physicians came out once, not twice, but on three separate occasions, without anesthesia, did live bone cutting on his shin bone. Now that's the most nerve-rich area of a young person's growing.
Right. The periosteum is very, very nerve-rich. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, very, very nerve-rich. So the only way that he could have survived that, with that incredible, I mean, we're talking 2 and 3, 4 hour operation, watched by medical students. You know, they all came to the little farm there to observe the technique. So he had, there was no doubt he had incredible torturous pain. The only way to survive that is to go into an altered state, right?
Right.
He would, you know, that's pretty much what happens under trauma, especially a young lad, 7 years old. So he goes into this altered state, and there he escapes reality. And he became very good at that in his recovery phase, because he was abandoned. He was so ill that his parents couldn't take care of him. He was abandoned and sent to his uncle, his father's brother's farm in Massachusetts, in of all places, Salem, Massachusetts.
Right.
Okay? Salem, Massachusetts. This is where Joseph Smith goes into maturity, from age 8 to age 12, and he starts to get sexually mature. The family moves from Vermont all the way out to Palmyra, New York. So Joseph Smith, in this whole time, is and guess what? I got to tell you this, Dr. Bill. I pulled the old Platte ownership map where the Jesse Smith farm farmhouse was and where Joseph Smith spent these formative years is the exact place now in modern-day Salem, Massachusetts, in Parker Brothers factory where Ouija boards are manufactured. Just happens to be the exact same place.
Wow.
Coincidence? Maybe.
No, not really.
Joseph Smith comes out, and he's skilled at dissociating. He's going into his altered state, and
right.
he has all of these incredible things he's seeing in his altered state. Then this state is where he hooks up with this shaman, this magician named Luman Walters. He's like a snake oil peddler in a wagon. But Luman Walters, the history of Luman Walters is he got kicked out of Austria in Europe because he was a one of the top adept pupils of Anton Mesmer, was learning all about mesmerization and hypnotism, and he was learning the arts of entheogenic substances such as mushrooms.
Right.
Okay?
And things like ayahuasca, which, by the way, they discovered new nutraceuticals in South America using ayahuasca. Their astral or spirit eyes open. They actually shoot at the plant or tree because they can see literally in the spirit realm the cure for the treatment. And when they go back with this brilliant bird feather that's attached to their arrow, they know how to make a decoction of that particular substance the next day because the spirit realm tells them which plant is going to be able to heal or treat a specific illness. That's how they do it in South America, believe it or not.
So get this. Joseph, as the Luman Walters apprentice, he's asked to go around the forest area and harvest these Amanita muscaria shoots as they come up out of the snow. A lot of times when the snow is still on the ground in upstate New York, like early in the spring, this would be
right.
early in the spring of 1820, the year 1820.
Right.
He wanted these mushroom shoots coming up.
They look like a thallosaur, they call a pindar, which, by the way, is the title of the man that sits in the 13th seat of the Council of Druids that runs Earth for Satan. He's called a pindar, and that's what they look like, a penis.
It does.
Right?
It looks exactly like that.
Well, keep that thought. We'll be right back for our next segment in a few minutes.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
While we were on the break, I wanted to make the connections between Anton von Mesmer and the use of these hallucinogenic drugs. It turns out that the German Nazi Gesellschaft Society actually was an idol for the Nazis, because you have to understand that Adolf Hitler was an adept and a wizard. And they have to understand that the Nazi SS were wizards. They weren't. They were apostate, many of them apostate Jews. In fact, 122,000 of the Nazi SS were of Jewish blood, but they were all wizards because they didn't believe in the Torah and the Talmud and the biblical heritage. They had actually inherited down through the Talmud of Babylon and the Sefiot Zaira, which are completely wizard documents. And in fact, the Nazi agency called Gesellschaft that became the SS later were transplanted to America. And our intel agencies, including the CIA and NSA, and a project conceived by the Nazis in the 1930s, was completed by George Bush Sr., who recently died a week ago, called Project Omega, that was conceived by the Nazis through channeling these transdimensional entities. And it's an agency that connects all intel agencies on Earth to this overarching agency called Project Omega. So they spy on each other, and have, and that's why we have things like Five Eyes, for example, where all the agencies of America, Canada, Britain, Australia, New Zealand spy on each other, because it's illegal to spy on your own citizens and people, but they do this because they have a super agency that runs everything on Earth, and the corporations are just tentacles of this agency. This is Project Omega. People don't know this, do they? And it all goes right back to Anton von Mesmer and channeling transdimensional entities and obtaining technology. Like, I took care of pilots that flew. That's long in practice. They were flew in the Second World War. The Chase Foo Fighters from Britain and Canada and America that traveled at hypersonic speeds, where they channeled a mercury-based boson field barrier to create an anti-gravitonic field. And these things could fly at hypersonic speeds and make right-angle turns because they curved time-space, so they wouldn't rip their bodies apart going at that speed and velocity. And these technologies were like 70 years ago, channeled from ancient Foo Fighters and from the Vimana of ancient India 12 to 15 to 20,000 years ago. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. And I, that's been my search, Dr. Bill. First of all, figuring out what I discovered about Mormonism. And keep in mind, I'm a fifth-generation Mormon with my ancestry going clear back to Joseph Smith and Brigham Young in the early church. So it wasn't an easy decision to make. But I got to tell you, so Joseph Smith gets a hold of Lumen Walters, who's one of the prime adepts on the original list of the Fratres Lucis, the Brotherhood of Lucifer, started by Tom von Mesmer, as you said. And look at the other list of members, and yet it's that bloodline that goes and traced all the way back to Adolf Hitler's line and his top lieutenants in the SS. You said it best. They're an absolute wizard tying into the Brotherhood of Lucifer. So come back into what happens here in America. You have Joseph Smith out looking for these phallic mushrooms around in circles around the root base of birch trees. He surely picked enough and had enough information by Lumen Walters to know just how much to take. He took some, and he had a paranormal experience. But see, here's the key. The research done on these now, modern-day research, okay, on the Amanita mascara, called the fly agaric, and what happens in their first stage of development is when they're the most powerfully potent.
Right.
Everybody that took part in a research project on this, they were all strapped in and had EEGs out. They already knew the LD50 dosage they could take safely without killing people, and they had these volunteers. All there was like 25 volunteers.
Right.
They all were in separate rooms. They all had the exact same experience. And I'm telling you, it's exactly the same thing that Joseph Smith reported. They had a very rush of adrenaline after having chest. The heart began to constrict. Their lungs constricted. They felt like they were a great weight of an elephant was sitting on the chest. They thought they were going to die. The burst of adrenaline, they were sure they were dying, caused the burst of great light. A pillar of light, they say, came down, and in that light they conversed with beings of light. Now, here's the key.
Right.
This is not touching God. It's touching the one, the shining one. It's touching Lucifer, the shining one, who the Bible tells us, Paul says, can appear as an angel of light.
And by the way, the light is usually bluish in light, isn't it? It's a bluish white light.
Just bright as can be, but Joseph Smith had that experience. He didn't make it up. He had it. I'm just declaring to the world, he did not see Jesus. He did not see because they're one and the same. Okay, what he saw was Lucifer in a great deception.
Right.
That's the message.
Now, the important thing is, and I 27 years ago, I wanted to learn Hebrew, so I contacted to a rabbi who finished 8 years in Yeshiva, very brilliant in his recommendations from New York. And when I told him I was a descendant of the Kohanim from Eshvahan, that were the blood descendants of Moses, he said, you know, Dagal, I'm going to tell you straight up. You Christians are idiots. You don't get it. We are all wizards, all of us Jewish rabbis. We study and induce demonic hordes. In fact, it even says in our Sefer Yetzirah that Solomon built a temple with demons. I said, you're kidding. He said, no. He said, I'm going to tell you straight up. You do not want to study with me. I said, we're wizards. You Christians always talk about Judeo-Christian thoughts and so on. It's not true. modern Judaism, we are all wizards like Saruman the Magnificent from the trilogy. I said, you're kidding. He said, no.
No, absolutely.
And that's what Jared Kushner is. What Jared Kushner is, and he worships Rabbi Schneerson, who recently died in his 90s. Schneerson was one of the top Jewish wizards of the modern era. People don't know this, do they? Now, Judaism as it is now is not what it was at the time when they marched around the temple of the city of Jericho, which meant praiser. So Jesus came out of the praise of the ancient Jews, but they knew that they were going to become apostate, and their apostasy was so strong, that's why they had the Sadducees and Pharisees that came against Jesus, because they were already deeply in apostasy. Even though they had prophecies on the solar and lunar calendar, they knew the incarnation of their Creator God was going to occur in flesh. Not a prophet. Jesus is God. He is G-O-D, God. Okay, he's the Word, the Logos, the Voice. And in fact, everything was created by the Voice, because the universe itself was created by the incarnation of God coming into the everlasting. Because you see, God is beyond time and dimensions. There's no past or future to God. He's omniscient, omnipresent, and omni-knowledgeable. But when a portion of him created into the physical world, everything that exists was by his will. Literally, you and I are part of the dream of the Creator. We are part of his dream.
Yeah, I know we're getting close to time. I gotta get this information out.
Yeah, get it. We got more minutes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Because tomorrow is the 21st of December.
The solstice.
The solstice. That's also the birthday of Joseph Smith. You know that?
He
was
born
on Yule. The darkest day of the year is the birthday of Joseph Smith. Now,
Whoa. Why
is this important? Because that is one of the most black Sabbaths of all black Sabbaths. The 21st, the winter solstice, and Halloween are the two most powerful black magic witchcraft days.
Right.
Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones. Okay.
Right.
So Joseph Smith, the prophet of the Illuminated Ones, had everything to that he brought, and through his channeling, his entheogenic substance abuse, etc., he restored Baal's priesthood to the earth in its glory, the same way it was back in the ancient days. Jesus doesn't need anything restored, Dr. Bill.
No.
Jesus was complete. When he said on the cross, it is done, it is finished, it's done. And
it's over.
To be taken from the earth.
And by the way, it's all tied to corporate law. It's all tied to corporate law. We have Kelby Smith on that proves that the corporation of the United States is a Baal corporation that totally chattelizes your birth certificate, $1.5 million per person per year, on 32-pound note paper against the national debt, and it's a Luciferic contract, so that although God took away the contract of Satan, because Satan's created this ruse, which is parallel to state citizenship, like I'm a citizen of, and then this next year I'm going to become a state citizen of California, not a U.S. corporate citizen chattelized by Lucifer under contract, literally under this contract control of Satan. And people don't realize that it occurs in every country on earth too, this whole process.
Yes. So it's his last gasp. He's already lost the battle.
Right. So recognize, although Christmas is coming, it basically is the shadow of something dark that's going to be put away. In the time when the Lord returns, there is no Christmas. There is no police, no military, no money. There's no out-of-control healthcare system. There's no paid politicians and corruption. And there is no evil. Evil will be taken out of the earth to make the Edenic Covenant complete. There's seven covenants of God, and one of the most important is the Edenic Covenant, that he will restore the earth to a relationship where eternality and God coexists with the everlasting as his bride. Thank you, Dr. Chu. Your wisdom is amazing. You had to go through hell and a lot of things in order to find this out, and so did I. May this truth spread to far and wide around the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.